It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Williams Arena here on the campus of the University of Minnesota. It's Championship Saturday. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Silty high above the Williams Arena floor here in the barn. Here we are again, Mitchell.
Yep, it's another day, another great day for basketball, and we're going to have a good one between Cherry and Dawson Boyd.
It's the number one ranked team in the state versus the number two ranked team in the state. You knew these two teams were going to meet in the championship. I knew they would.
Yep, a lot of people thought that this would be the state championship game that we were going to get. These two teams had a preview match earlier in the season. That game was won by Cherry, and now we get to see if things can be different this time on the state championship game.
And I'm glad we're here because we were stuck in a major traffic jam on 35 South or North coming to Williams Arena with a lot of other fans, I should say. The university was having a large marathon, I understand, on University Avenue, and they shut the streets down at times. And so the backup was on 34 North, and it was unbelievable. And thanks to Mitchell, he saved the day. He says, let's get out of this traffic jam, and we took another route to Williams Arena, and it worked fine, didn't it?
Yeah, we had to take the back road, but sometimes it's better taking the back roads than the main way anyway. So
yep.
A little excitement before we got here, get us ready for
yep.
tip-off.
And then the usual parking. I usually park in the football Huntington Bank big parking lot they have here. And I thought, well, we're the first game of the day. We'll get some parking spot. And we get there, and there's no cars in the lot. And they blocked it off. They weren't letting cars in that huge parking lot today. I'm not sure why. But so we parked in there where the softball team plays.
Yeah, we had to backtrack twice on our way to get over here. So
we did. But we're here.
Yeah, we still managed to be one of the first people in the building.
So. That's right. Yeah, they didn't open the doors to the public till 10 o'clock. I've never seen that before. Usually it's 90 minutes. And, of course, we're media, so we got to get our media passes and got to our spot where we were yesterday. We're on the second deck, on the first row, overlooking the gym floor. We got a great view of the basketball floor.
Yep, we got a great view. Can really see the plays develop from up here. So, great place to watch basketball.
A little different today than yesterday. The Dawson Boyd fans, they are here below us, and they are taking the whole side below us. Now they're ringing around the ends of the courts. You can see the gold glitter coats that some of the moms and grandparents are wearing. They're on the left side here. And so a lot of people here, a big interest. I think there's four championship games today.
Yep, they're doing they'll do the Class A, 2A, 3A, and 4A championships here at Williams Arena. And then at Gengelhoff Center, they will do the Class A Consolation Championship, and then they will follow that up by the Class A, Class 2A, Class 3A, and Class 4A third-place games over at Gengelhoff Center. So four games at the barn and then five games over at Gengelhoff Center Concordia.
Well, yesterday you were with us. Dawson Boyd beat Red Lake County 80-66. What a game that was. It was a lot of fun to call the Dawson Boyd fans. They were making a lot of noise, that's for sure. And the Cherry Tigers, they defeated Nevis. A close game, that one was, 79-70.
Yeah, that was a close game for Cherry. It was really close, but only a one, maybe two-score game with a couple minutes left to play, and then Cherry's able to ice it late, and then Dawson Boyd and Red Lake County had another close game, and then in the last about 5 minutes or so, Dawson was able to pull away and take the lead for good in that game. So.
All right, Mitchell, I'm going to turn it over to you. You did your homework on both of these teams, and tell us how they got here and how their season's been going.
Well, Dawson Boyd comes in with an overall record of 29-3. They are ranked number 2 in Class A. They are the 2 seed for this year's state tournament. They have a conference record of 16-0. They are the 3-time defending Camden Conference champions. They have a section record of 19-0. They are their champions out of Section 3A. They have a neutral record of 7-3. They average 81 points per game on offense and give up 49 points per game on defense for a plus 32 point per game differential. They are the only team in Class A to average over 80 points per game on offense and give up less than 50 points per game on defense. Their state tournament, they defeated Heritage Christian 69-46 in the state quarterfinal, and then they defeated Red Lake County 80-66 in their state semifinal game. This is the first trip to the tournament since 1991, 34 years for the Blackjacks. Their 3 losses this season are to the number 1 team in Class A, Cherry, the number 1 team in Class 2A, Albany, and the number 2 team in Class B in South Dakota, Del Rapids, St. Mary. And looking up those, Cherry's playing for a state championship, Albany's playing for a state championship, and then Del Rapids, St. Mary, they're playing for the 3rd place game in Class B in South Dakota. So Dawson Boyd's 3 losses to very high levels of competitive teams on the season. Their only loss in Class A came to Cherry in their 2nd game of the season. That was a 70-64 win for Cherry. It was a very competitive game early in the season, so I'm expecting another close and competitive game here today. Brayson Boyd for the state tournament is averaging 29.5 points per game. He had 31 in their win versus Heritage Christian. I believe he had 28 yesterday in their win versus Red Lake County. And so for Cherry, they come in with an overall record of 31-1. They are ranked number 1 in Class A. They are the number 1 seed in this year's state tournament. They are the Arrowhead Conference champions, and they are the Section 7A champions. They have a neutral record of 10-1. And they're averaging 89 points per game on offense. They give up 56 points per game on defense for a plus 33 point per game differential. They have the highest scoring offense in Class A at 89 points per game. Their state tournament, they defeated Bold 89-57 in the state quarterfinal. Then they defeated Nevis 79-70 in the state semifinal. They are the defending Class A state champions. They defeated Fertile Beltrami last season 78-40. This is their 4th straight appearance in the state tournament in the 21-22 season. They lost in the 3rd place game, and then in 22-23 season, they again lost in the 3rd place game. And last year, they won the state championship, and this year they're looking to go for a repeat. The interesting fact about Cherry, I looked up, during the 2018-19 season, this team went 0-22.
What season was that?
The 2018-19 season.
Oh.
The team went 0-22.
Wow.
And then you get 3 years later, they've gone, seven years later, they've gone to 4 straight state appearances. So a lot of good fortune went the way of Cherry in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
A lot of improvement for that basket, for that school.
And they have some great players in a family, right?
Yep. So they, real quick, their only loss this season came to Red Lake County 78-77. And then, as you mentioned, they have Noah and Isaiah Asuma. There we go. we tried so hard to get that right on the way over here, and we screwed it up the first time. But okay,
Asuma.
Noah and Isaiah Asuma. Those two are cousins. Noah has an older brother, Isaac Asuma, and he plays point guard for the University of Minnesota, the Golden Gophers. I believe he just finished up his freshman season here for the Gophers. And then, so Noah and Isaiah are cousins, I believe, and Noah and Isaac are brothers for the Asuma family.
Yep.
That up there in Cherry. And then Noah Asuma is committed to play baseball for the Gophers. I believe he's only a junior at Cherry currently, but when he graduates, he plans to go play baseball for the Gophers and follow Isaac down to the Twin Cities. So
right. Thanks a lot, Mitchell, for that information. We'll get through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups in a little bit. But, yeah, as Mitchell mentioned, Dawson Boyd and Cherry did play earlier this year back on December 7th. I believe it was at Edina in the breakdown tip-off tournament. Cherry won 70-64. And we were in the post-game conference yesterday. Coach Corey Larson of Dawson Boyd said, you know, we're a completely different team than we were on December 7th. We're a lot better defensively. He said in that game they got down early and had to claw their way back into it. So he's looking for a very competitive game in this championship game. So it should be fun.
Yep, these two teams believe they were ranked 1 and 2 in the state.
Mostly the whole season.
I'm pretty sure the whole season. I'm not sure if that changed a little bit when Red Lake County was able to beat Cherry later, but I believe for most part of the season, these have been the top two teams in state and Class A.
All right, let's start our State Farm Insurance starting lineup. So I'm not sure if they're going to do the national anthem here, but when they do, we'll take a break. Let's start with our State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent, with offices in Canby and Madison. First for the Cherry Tigers, 31 wins. And one loss, that one loss, as Mitch said, was the Red Lake County. Their starters, number 0, Aiden Capel. Number 2, Noah Sundquist. Number 5, Noah Asima. Number 10, Isaiah Asima. And number 23, Carson Brown. They are coached by head coach Jordan Christensen. He's in his sixth year as a Tiger head coach. He has 140 wins. 34 losses. For Dawson Boyd, their usual five starters, Gunnar Liebel, Carson Strathone, Grayson Boyk, Jackson Hasted, and Drew Yomlin. And the Blackjacks are coached by Corey Larson. It's Corey's 20th year. He has 367 wins and 165 losses. The Blackjacks are 29-3. On the season. Their assistant coaches are Keith Stratmon, Dustin Yomlin, and Jason Boyd. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups here for the State Class A Boys Basketball Championship game. And let's take a look at some other championship games. Mitchell, maybe we can help me out here with some other. All these games will be played bang, bang, bang here at Williams Arena. Of course, Class A, Cherry and Dawson Boyd.
Yep, and then in Class 2A, actually we'll go to 3A because I believe 3A plays after single here. The number 1 seed, Mankato East, takes on the number 3 seed, Alexandria. For state rankings, Mankato East, the number 1 team in Class 3A, Alexandria, the number 2 ranked team in Class 3A. And then in Class 2A, the number 1 seed, Albany, will take on the number 2 seed, Waseca. Both those schools are undefeated, so we will have an undefeated state champion in the state of Minnesota in Class 2A. Albany, the number 1 ranked team in Class 2A. Waseca, the number 2 ranked team in Class 2A. And then the final game, the 4A championship, between the number 1 seed, Creighton-Durham Hall, and the number 2 seed, Wayzata. Their state rankings, Creighton-Durham Hall, the number 1 ranked team in Class 4A, and Wayzata, the number 4 ranked team in Class 4A.
All right. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with the opening tip-off between the Cherry Tigers and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks after this word from a fine state sports sponsors. We'll be back.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. State basketball coverage on Q92 brought to you by A&B Auto in Dawson, Highway 212 Liquor, Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, FM Bank, Fiesta City Liquor, Lean Lumber, Strand Agency, B. Johnson Electric, CCM Health, Heather Nursery, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Family Eye Care, Miller Services Incorporated, Mindak Roofing, Drewell Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Farmers Union Oil Company, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Heartland Motor Company of Morris, Olson Dray Service, Erickson Chevrolet, the Dawson Veterinary Clinic, Greater Community Credit Union, Madison Family Chiropractic, Dawson Drug and Gifts, State Basketball Action brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, the Dryer Doctors, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Gnometown Grounds, Edward Jones and Company, Olson Plumbing and Heating, Anderson Tavis Funeral Home, Volkslager Concrete, American Surplus, Lee Motor Company, Swidzinski for House, Sather Building Supplies, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Genio Turkey Store, WD Tours, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hoover Law Office, Myers Electric and Infrared, Cliff Bisman Incorporated, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martin's and Pioneer Seeds, The Rusty Duck in Dawson, Curis, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tim's Food Pride, and Grace Haven Assisted Living. Thanks for joining us for Boys State Basketball Action right here on Q92 with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silvey. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
The good old days.
What about the good old days?
Remember way back when you could drive into a dealership and pick up a brand new vehicle in the same day? Those days are back.
No way.
They are at Heartland Motor Company.
People buying new vehicles, taking home same day, it means you got new trades coming in, too.
We've got a lot of good local trade-ins that are coming in every day, and so inventory levels are up. Stop in and take home a vehicle the same day.
Shop online at heartlandmotor.com.
Because it's not just a Chevy, it's a Heartland Chevrolet.
Find new roads at Heartland Motor Company in Morris.
This is Twins broadcaster Dick Bramer and a 1974 graduate of Staples High School. You're listening to the Minnesota State High School League State Tournament. We are the league.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lacaparl and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lacaparl and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Williams Arena. The national anthem has been played. The introductions have been made, and we are going to play basketball, Mitchell, between the Blackjacks and the Tigers. Thanks for tuning in to Q92 this morning. Also online on klqpfm.com. And the Blackjacks have their home black and gold uniforms on. Cherry Tigers. White and
orange.
Well, orange?
Yep.
Cherries aren't orange, are they?
Well,
red. Okay.
Maybe the farther up north you get, they are, but I don't know.
All right. Boys, Dawson Boys fans, they are here in big numbers again. I say that all the time, but they are outnumbering all the teams here today, this weekend. Here's your opening tip-off, and we are underway. Noah Asima gets the ball.
And it looks like Dawson Boyd's going to start out in a 2-3 zone, a little bit different compared to their usual man-to-man defense that they like to play.
Here's Isaiah Asima, goes in and scores right off the bat. The Asimas, they are fun to watch. Outstanding athletes. So are the Blackjacks. Here's the Blackjacks' first offensive possession in the state championship game. Grayson Boyk. Who's guarding Boyk there?
Sunquist is number two.
Label down to Brayson in the paint. Kicks it out to Stratmon. Carson back to Brayson. Brayson drives to the basket. Fadeaway jumper. Good.
That's a great drive in the mid-range fadeaway jump shot for Brayson Boyk to get him started. Again, he's averaging 29.5 points per game in the state tournament.
Asima drives in the paint. Double team. Kicks it out. Back to number five, Noah Asma in the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebounded Carson Stratmon.
And for Dawson Boyd, they're going to have to approach this game a lot like they did versus Red Lake County. They have the size advantage versus Cherry. They're going to have to really control the boards and the points in the paint.
Here's Boyd for three, and the Blackjacks take the lead. Brayson Boyd knocks a three-pointer down.
Yeah, it's a big bucket for Grayson Boyk. That's two for two for him to start.
Sundquist had 17 points, 13 rebounds yesterday against Nevis. Sundquist with the ball out to Asima. Tries baseline, knocked away. Ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Sundquist. He goes in. He's hammered by Yamlin.
That's a tough spot for Yamlin there. It was a scramble by Dawson Boyd. And unfortunately, he picks up his first foul.
5-2, Dawson Boyd leading. You're listening to the State Class A Boys Basketball Championship. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Willings Arena. The free throw is up, and it's good by number two, Noah Sundquist. 5-3 the score. Sundquist's second free throw is up, and no good. Good box out, and good rebound by Grayson Boyd. Grayson will bring the ball across midcourt, being guarded tightly there by Sundquist. And then Grayson throws the ball out of bounds. He was looking for Hasted. Hasted went one way on the baseline, the ball went the other.
That'll be the first turnover for Dawson Boyd.
They kept the turnovers pretty low yesterday against
Red Lake County.
Noah Asma to Sundquist. Sundquist back.
Capo
and shot up. No good. Rebounded by Sundquist.
Sundquist up to 3 points now for Cherry.
Label in the half step. Over to Boyk. Boyk dribbling to his right. 5-5. We are tied. 5-5. Stratmone knocked away by Asima. Label chasing it down. Last touch by Gunner. It'll be Cherry's basketball.
That's the second turnover now for Dawson Boyd.
5-5. Capo wears number zero. Hard to see their Cherry's numbers from up here. Kind of blend in together. Here's number two, Noah Sundquist. Now to Noah Asima. He drives to the basket, lays it up and in. His first point, and the Cherry Tigers retake the lead, 7-5. We played 3 minutes of this championship basketball game. Liebel, Gunner Liebel on the right wing. Dribbles to his left, going to the basket, pulls back, kicks it out to Hasted. Down low to Boyk, he's tangled up. Grayson freed himself and scores. What a play by Boyk.
And Boyk already has up to 7 points. He has all 7 points for the Blackjacks so far.
Boy, Sundquist was just draped all over him. Now the ball goes. Turnover by Cherry. Good defense there. And now Carson Stratmore with the ball. It's tied 7-7. Let's see if the Blackjacks can break that tie. Gunner passes all the way over to Boyk. Stratmone. Carson out front. Almost lost the ball. Back into Boyk. Boyk forces up a shot. He hits it.
And Boyk's 4-for-4 to start out the game.
Wow. 9 quick points. All 9 points belong to Brayson Boyk, folks, to start the game. That's good to see. Brayson's got a hot hand. Hopefully that continues throughout the whole game. Carson Brown, he led Cherry in scoring yesterday with 23 points. He's got the basketball. Over to Isaiah Asima, fadeaway jumper in the paint. Good. He's got 4.
All 5 players for Cherry, really good ball handlers and can really get downhill.
9-9. Blackjacks on offense. It's going to our right here. Yamlin dishes off to Hasted. Hasted had a tremendous game last night. Down low to Boyk. Blocked there by Sundquist. Sundquist going to go coast to coast. Lays it up off the backboard. What a play by the junior Sundquist. And it's 11-9 Cherry. Fast-paced game, Mitchell. Fadeaway jumper for no good. And Hasted with the rebound. He couldn't get it to go. And here comes Cherry leading 11-9. Asima to Asima, up and in. Isaiah.
See if Dawson can get someone else to help out Boyk with the scoring here. Boyk's got 9 of or got all nine
There's
points.
Yamlin. Yamlin goes to the basket, kisses it off the glass. I think he heard you. I think Drew heard you, Mitchell.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Drew. Went to set a screen and then slipped from it and able to get a nice cut to the basket for a nice layup.
13-11, Cherry leading Dawson Boyd early on here in this basketball game. Sundquist kicks it out to Asima. He goes to the basket, guarded by Hasten, and he shoots over Hasten, and he scores. That's number five, Noah Asima.
Noah up to 4 points now for Cherry.
Here's Gunner in the paint. Turn around. Ball's knocked out of his hand, so he got a foul on Cherry.
Foul, I believe, is going to be on Isaiah. Or nope, we call it on Isaiah.
So that'll put Gunner Liebel to the free throw line. Blackjacks are down by four. Free throws can win you championships. And his first free throw misses. And looks like some substitutes coming in for both teams here, Mitchell.
Yep, Bo Johnson checks in. He replaces Jackson Hasted for Dawson Boyd.
And Mason Heitzman comes in for Cherry. Gunner's second free throw's on its way. It's good. So Gunner gets on the scoreboard. And it's a three-point lead. And we got a timeout. It's a TV timeout. We'll take a commercial break. Cherry leading Dawson Boyd 15-12. You're listening to the State Class A Boys Basketball Championship game right here on Q92.
There's no community like a Cenex community, and that's why every Cenex store is so proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. Your local Cenex doesn't just work in your town, it lives there. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Erickson Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to noon. Check out their website at ericksonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson. This message is from the Appleton and Dawson Veterinary Clinics. Dog owners, did you know that fleas are a threat all year long in this area? With the weather warming around the globe, flea and tick activity is more unpredictable than ever. Ask us about how to best protect your dog from fleas and ticks year-round. Call Appleton 320-289-2484 or Dawson Vet at 320-769-2628. Or check out their Facebook pages. Appleton and Dawson Vet Clinics are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Protection doesn't have an off-season. Protect your dogs today.
All right, we're back here at Williams Arena. Cherry Tigers leading Dawson Boyd 15-12. And during the break, they recognized the 1975 Chisholm boys basketball team. Hey, they're my age down there. They recognized them in front of a large crowd here at Williams Arena today. All right, back to the action. Cherry with the ball, and Boyd steals the basketball.
Great job by Boyd. Get the turnover there for Dawson Boyd.
Gunner Liebel over to Yamlin on the right wing. Down low to Blake. Oh, it's stripped away by Heitzman. What a play by the guard there for Cherry.
I believe they got a foul on Heitzman on a reach-in.
Okay, they foul. I didn't see that.
Blake was in a shooting motion when he was fouled, so he'll go to the free throw line.
Blake's had a great start to the basketball game here for Dawson Boyd. His free throw is good. And that gives them, what, 10 points?
Yep, he's at 10 points. He leads all scorers.
Second free throw coming by number 5, Grayson Boyd, and he gets both of them. And it's 15-14, a one-point lead for the Cherry Tigers. Noah Asima, though that's Isaiah Asima. Knocked away by Yamlin.
Yeah.
Last touch there by the Tiger, or by the Blackjacks, I guess.
Yep, Yamlin knocked it away, and then I believe it was Sundquist there that grabbed the ball and threw it off Yamlin, and it went out of bounds.
Isaiah Asima lobs it in to his cousin Noah. Baseline shot for three, no good. Heitzman in the paint with it, looking for some of the pass. Now gets it to Noah Asima. Down low, take it away there by Boyk, but Cherry gets it back. Here's Heitzman for three. That won't go, and it's rebounded by Noah Sundquist. Couple offensive rebounds there. Asima down low to knocked away there. Bo Johnson with the steal. Down to Boyk. Well, they're trying to run the court, and boy, Cherry got back fast, didn't they?
That was a great job by Cherry hustling back. That was a great job of scrambling on defense there for Dawson Boyd. And they're trying to go inside to Boyk again, and it's stolen away by Cherry.
Heitzman with the steal. And Asima over to Heitzman on the left wing. Back to Isaiah Asima, down low to Sundquist. He missed the shot. Boyk fitting for the rebound. He pushes it up to Yamlin. Here's Drew Yamlin over the left wing to Johnson. Gunnar Liebel for three. Good! Gunnar Liebel hits the three and puts Dawson Boyd in the lead, 17-15.
Got a little 6-0 run going for Dawson Boyd now as they take the lead.
10 minutes to play in the first half. Noah Asima with the ball is being covered tightly there. Carson Brown. He led the Cherry Tigers in scoring yesterday. He has yet to score here in the ball game. Asima short jumper on the baseline. Good. Isaiah.
That'll tie us up at 17 all. 9:30 to play in the first half.
8 points for Isaiah Asima. Blackjacks. Yamlin on the baseline. Puts his back to the basket. Turns and shoots. Good.
That's a nice turnaround fadeaway jump shot for Drew Yamlin. And we got a timeout taken by Cherry.
Cherry's taking a timeout. The Blackjacks have a 19-17 lead. 9:24 to go in the first half. We'll be back with more Blackjack basketball from Williams Arena right after this.
Our roots are right here in this area. As a community credit union, many of us were born and raised in the communities that we serve. Because of that, we make our decisions right here at the credit union. Some places have local branches. We have local roots.
Greater Community Credit Union, a better way to bank. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at greaterccu.com.
All right, the 30-second timeout is over. Good run here by Dawson Boyd. 19-17, they lead Cherry.
Yep, they're currently on an 8-2 run. After being down 11-15, it's 19-17, Dawson Boyd.
I want to give a shout-out to Bob Lee in Dawson. Bob played on the 1949 state entrant team for the Blackjacks. And Bob's loving this, I bet, huh? 1949, Dawson Boyd went to state in the 91, and Bob Lee represented the Blackjacks in 49. Back to the action. Asima goes in, and Yamlin blocks him.
Great job by Drew Yamlin at the reach and got off ball and forced a jump ball in possession. Arrow favors Dawson Boyd. Dawson will get possession.
Drew got his hand right on the ball. Watch this. So we're watching and get a chance for a replay. It was all ball. Good defense by Drew Yamlin. He's playing phenomenal here in this tournament. Yamlin out front, going one-on-one with Heitzman. Now to Gunner. Gunner in the corner to Bo. Down low to Yamlin. Yeah, not there. Boyk for three. Missed it. Rebounded. There, we got a whistle.
That was, I believe, on Bo Johnson on the rebound. Be Bo Johnson's first personal foul, Dawson Boyd's second team foul.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Williams Arena this morning, State Class A Boys Basketball Championship. Cherry Tigers sitting across from us, bright orange. See a orange on the other side. See a black and gold below us here. Dawson Boyd fans They're supporting the Blackjacks big time, let me tell you. WD Tours brought a couple buses this morning. Here we go. Cherry inbounds the ball. It's 19-17. The Tigers are down by two to the Blackjacks.
Should make a substitution. Noah Jackson Hassett has checked in for Carson Stratmon for Dawson Boyd.
Asima, top of the key to Carson Brown. His first shot, no good. Good box off by Gunnar Liebel.
Cherry used up most of the shot clock on that offensive possession. Great job by Dawson Boyd.
Gunnar, crossover dribble, goes to the basket and scores Gunnar Liebel.
Great drive by Gunnar Liebel, getting the layup for Dawson Boyd. He's already up to 6 points now for Dawson Boyd.
21-17. Traveling, turnover, Cherry Tigers. Blackjack basketball.
Great defense that Dawson Boyd has switched. They were their first defensive possession. They were out in a 2-3 zone, and ever since then they switched back to their regular man-to-man defense and really picked it up on defense with that man-to-man.
Blackjacks with the basketball. They get it out to Gunner. Goes by Sundquist. Stopped on the baseline. Kicks it out. Bo Johnson wide open for a three. Good! Bo Johnson knocks the three!
Woo! Dawson Boyd now 3 of 4 on their 3-point shooting.
24-17. Awesome. Good defense. The Blackjacks have picked it up a notch here, folks. Noah Asima to Isaiah. Goes in up front. He's fouled. And I believe it's Isaiah Asima going to the free throw line.
The foul was on Jackson Hassett. That's his first. Team's third for Dawson Boyd.
What a kick out by Gunnar Liebel to Bo Johnson, all alone in the corner, and he knocks it down for three. 24-17 Blackjack. Free throw is good by Asima.
That free throw will put an end to a 7-0 run by Dawson Boyd. And Carson Stratmon checks back in. He replaces Bo Johnson for Dawson Boyd.
Isaiah Asima at the free throw line. He has 9 points, looking for 10, and he has it. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 points for Isaiah Asima. And it's 24-19. You know, sitting up here in the upper deck, you really can see the formation of the offense play for Dawson Boyd. They're really doing some great screens. Look at Yaman go to the basket, and it's picked up. Hasted.
Last touch by Boyk as it goes out of bounds. We go over to Cherry.
And Jackson Hasted landed wrong there. He's grimacing in pain as he walks down the floor. He's trying to go for that rebound. Here we go. Isaiah Asima to Noah Asima. The number two, Sundquist. Here's Carson Brown. Brown had 23 points yesterday. He has none here in the first half. Shot put up by Asima. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Stratmon.
A nice rebound by Stratmon. That's his second rebound for Dawson.
Carson, behind the back dribble. Kicks it over to Gunner. Quick pass under Yaman. Good! Drew Yaman! And
it's tied up
by Cherry. Oh, the Blackjack fans are to their feet. Listen to them. It's 26-19. Dawson Boyd will take a commercial break. Be back with more state basketball right after this.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell still deep back here at Williams Arena. The Blackjacks lead 26-19 over the Cherry Tigers with 6:19 to play in the first half. Good first half of basketball,
yeah,
Mitchell.
Dawson boy doing a great job. They really picked it up on defense. And really doing a nice job. Now the three other players have scored, Lebo, Yamlin, and Johnson, each scoring to help out Boyk on the offensive end.
All right, Cherry Tigers with the possession, with the timeout over. 26-19, Dawson Boyd leading. Sundquist with the ball, number two. Here's Brown at the free throw line to Isaiah Asima, to Noah Asima. Listen to the Blackjack fans applauding the defense here.
Shot clock's under 10 now for Cherry.
Brown, top of the key. Blackjack's nowhere to go. Here's a three-pointer by Sundquist. Boom, so as the shot clock goes off. And the Blackjack fans applauding the defense there for Black's Dawson Boyd.
Dawson Boyd currently on a 9-2 run after it was tied at 17.
Gunner Liebel inside the Boyd. Oh, Grayson scores again!
Woo. Makes it 11-2 run now for Dawson Boyd.
28-19. Blackjacks are really picking it up defensively, aren't they? That'll win you championships. Asma has an opening on the baseline. Goes in. He's fouled in the basket count.
That foul will be on Lebo. That'll be his first.
And Noah Asma will go to the free throw line for the Cherry Tigers. Noah has, what, 4 points?
No, he's got 6 points.
He's the brother of Isaac Asima, who plays for the Gophers. And the free throw is good. Remember, I think it was last year, Isaac Asima pitched against Lacaparo Valley in the state baseball tournament. Hasted with the ball. Jackson has... Now over to Stratmone, 28-22, Dawson Boyd leading. We got a foul away from the whistle. Boyk and Sundquist were battling for position, and the bodies, arms, and legs were flying all over the place. That's a battle down low between two big guys.
Noah and Isaiah Asima combined for 17 of Cherry's 22 points so far here in the first half.
Here's Gunner. Blackjacks lead, 28. Oh, nice pass down the half, set blocked from behind by Sundquist. And Asima picks it up, throws it down low, and oh, it goes behind the back pass, and it won't go in. Boyk's going to be whistled for the foul, boy.
That was a tough sequence there for Dawson. Boy, Jackson has to did a great cut to the basket and had his layup attempt blocked, and then Cherry ended up getting it on the rebound, and then it looked like the pass was going to go long out of bounds, but
Brown
able to do a behind-the-back pass right to a Cherry teammate, and that being Sundquist, and Sundquist goes to the free throw line.
And he makes his free throw, 28-23. Four minutes, 34 seconds to play in the first half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. Second free throw missed, rebounded by Gunner Liebel. Blackjacks and the Tigers in a battle here for the state Class A championship. 28-23, Dawson Boyd leading. Gunner finds it open again. Goes in and scores!
Great job by Lebo getting to the basket. He's got 8 points now in the first half.
Awesome. I lost his balance. Lebo picks up the loose ball. Lead Yaman. 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 Yaman.
Woo! Oh, great job by Dawson Boy getting the steal and getting out in transition. That's where they make a lot of their offense come from, is in the transition game.
32-23, Dawson Boyd. Sunquist leans in the break, and Boyd's going to pick up another foul.
That'll be the second foul on Boyd.
Wow, what a play by Dawson Boyd. Lebel picked up the loose ball, looked down the floor. Yamlin breaking on his right side. Drew goes in and power slams it through the net. At the free throw line for Cherries, Noah Sunquist. His free throw is no good. Rebounded by Yamlin. 32-25, Dawson Boyd, folks. We're in the first half. Yamlin down low to Gunnar Lebel. Lebel back to Yamlin. Big three for two. What a play.
Great give and go action by Gunnar Lebel and Drew Yamlin.
Blackjacks are working on all cylinders right now, folks. Put the pedal to the metal and don't let up. 34-25. It's their defense, and then Cherry Tigers throw it out of bounds.
Miscommunication between Brown and Sunquist. Sunquist was expecting Brown to stay up towards the right wing, and then Sunquist was expecting Brown to stay at the right wing, and then Brown cut to the right corner, and Sunquist threw it out of bounds.
It's all Blackjacks right now, and the Dawson Boyd fans sitting below us here are loving it. Boyd to Gunnar Lebel. 3:09 to play in the first half. Gunnar from the free throw line. Good! He drops another one! How about Gunnar? 10 points!
And another timeout taken by Cherry.
Dawson Boyd fans are on their feet. 36-25, Dawson Boyd. 3:01 to play. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Blackjack Basketball right here on Q92.
The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo would like to remind you that early order discounts are still in effect on new equipment. If you are in the market for a used grain dryer, check out our website at thedryerdoctors.com. We also offer a grain dryer preseason inspection on all farm fans and most GSI grain dryers. This inspection runs from April through September and is meant to ensure that your dryer is ready before you need it. If you would like to get on our preseason list or are interested in new equipment, please give us a call at 320-321-1600. That's 321-1600. The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Dawson Boyd leading the Cherry Tigers with 3:01 to play in the first half. What a great last couple minutes here for the Blackjacks, Mitchell.
Yeah, they built up an 11-point lead and extend a big three for Dawson Boyd. Gunnar Lebel has 10 points. Drew Yamlin has 10 points. And Brayson Boyd with 13.
Balanced scoring for Coach Corey Larson and the Blackjacks. The timeout's over by Cherry. 36-25, Dawson Boyd, the Osamas. Inside to number 5, Noah. He shoots. He is knocked to the floor.
That'll be a foul on Lebel. That'll be his second.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised with the Osamas that they don't drive to the basket more than they do. Because when they drive to the basket, and the free throw is good by number 5, Noah Osama. I was looking down at assistant coach Dustin Yamlin, questioning something with the referee and Corey. Now Corey's talking to the referee. Dustin must have saw something. And the second free throw by Osama is good. I'm not sure what that was about, but
I think they wanted a double dribble called on Noah.
Okay. All right, 36-27. Now the Blackjacks on offense. Stratmon drives baseline, puts up a short baseline jumper, hits the side of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Noah Osama. Osama will bring it across midcourt to Sunquist. Into Brown, back to Osama underneath. He's fouled again.
That'll be And second foul on Yamlin.
So they'll go to the free throw line. Free throw line and shoot two.
Or if, excuse me, that's the third foul now on Yamlin.
So 2:21 to go. Let's see if Coach Corey Larson keeps Drew in. He's not. Asama at the free throw line. Corey wanted to get Johnson in. Now Corey's really upset with the referee, talking with the referee. Well, something. Yamlin's going to come out of the game. That was his third, he said?
That was his third. I originally thought a previous foul was called on Liebel, and he was at two, but I see Liebel only has one foul, so I'm wondering if they didn't give that foul to Drew, and so now he's up to three. Liebel's only got one foul.
Yeah, I think that's what Corey's saying. It should be on Liebel. Now the three referees are talking it over. We're going to see a replay here. Not sure. Maybe,
there's
oh, it's Stratmon.
There's the double dribble.
Oh, yeah,
there.
There's the double dribble.
Yeah, that was the double dribble.
They showed the replay, and the Dawson Boyd fans ain't going to like that. But Oscar's at the free throw line, and he makes the free throw. Yep, that's what it was. So, doesn't matter now. We continue play here. Dawson Boyd leading 36-28 with 2:10 to go. Bo Johnson drives to the basket, kicks it out to Stratmon. Stratmon all the way across court to Brayson Boyd. Boyd, been kind of quiet as of late. He started out with a bang. Brayson in the paint, kicks it out to Gunner for three. Off the rim, fighting for the rebound, and Cherry comes up with it. Brown on a fast break. Sundquist goes in, missed the layup.
Oh, they call a charge on Sundquist. Wait, great job by Boyd getting back and setting his feet.
Sundquist called for an offensive charge.
I mean, a second foul on Sundquist.
Now head coach Jordan Christensen of Cherry, and Boyk took a hard hit there, didn't he?
That was a great job by Boyk getting his feet set.
He's got his feet set, the replay shows. We love I got a TV screen right next to me here, and I can see the replays, so here we go. Blackjack Jackson in the paint, shot up, no whistle, and it belongs with Cherry. 36-28, Dawson Boyd, a minute 24 to go. Brown with the ball.
That'll be a foul on Dawson Boyd. I think it's going to be number two on Halfstead now.
Well, a lot of fouls on the Blackjacks here in the last minute. Jackson Halfstead had 12 points, or no, he had 15 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists yesterday. And Brown's free throw is good. That's Carson Brown's first points of the game. He had 22 yesterday against Nevis. Second free throw here coming from Brown, and it's good. 36-30, 6-point lead for Dawson Boyd with a minute 19 to go. Cherry fans come to their feet.
It looks like Cherry switched to a zone defense now.
Johnson down low, trying to get the asset stolen by Noah Osma. He's going all the way. Lays it up.
Oh, Noah lays it off. They call goaltending on offensive goaltending on Sundquist.
The ball was hanging on the rim, they said, and when Sundquist went up to dunk it. Let's see here.
And so the Blackjacks will get the ball.
And yeah, yeah. It was touching the rim.
Yeah, the ball, we'll get a better look at it on the TV screen here. The ball is on the rim, and Sunquist comes up and tips it in. And that's goaltending, folks. Plain and simple. Here's Johnson. The Blackjacks haven't scored for a while. Stratmon on the left wing. The Gunner Liebel. Gunner.
Boyk
in the paint. Here's Gunner. Goes down low. Good scores. Gunner Lebo with a nice. Oh, there's a fast break for Cherry, and Lopez came out of Sundquist came out of nowhere and scored.
30 seconds left now. Dawson Boyd can hold for the last shot.
38-32, Dawson Boyd. The Blackjacks will go into the locker room with a halftime lead. Gunner pulls up for a short jumper off the rim, no good. And Heisman with the rebound over to Sundquist. Here's Brown for three. Rattled in and out. 3 seconds to go. Liebel throws a half-court shot up. And, folks, we're at halftime. 38-32. Dawson Boyd at the half. And the Blackjack fans are on their feet. What a first half of basketball.
Dawson Boyd led 36-25. Then Cherry closing on a 7-2 run since Boyd or Yamlin got to those three fouls.
Yep. All right, so we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report right after these words from our fine sponsors.
If you are looking for clean, sanitary, portable restroom facilities in southwest Minnesota, look no further than CleanSite LLC Montevideo. CleanSite offers a full line of mobile and portable restrooms from basic one-stall units to mobile trailers with multiple facilities. Whatever your needs are, CleanSite has the perfect solution. If you have large events like corporate events, family reunions, weddings, CleanSite is there for you. Call Dustin at 320-894-7160 today. That's CleanSite Portable Restrooms in Montevideo. Check out their website at CleanSiteLLC.com.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock equipment specialists. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing needs. They have an insulation machine that sucks out the old insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
Gnometown Grounds is a locally owned cafe, bake shop, and gift shop on Main Street, Dawson. Emma has bagels and sandwiches. Pick up a very berry bagel, strawberry cream cheese topped with granola bear and berries on top. Or, for lunch, how about a chicken Caesar salad sandwich? A number of other items on the menu. Gnometown Grounds hours, Tuesday through Friday, 7 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 12. And don't forget, Emma's restocked the Dirt Road Candle Company counter sprays and cleaning products. So stop in and check them out. That's Gnometown Grounds, Main Street, Dawson.
This is Twins broadcaster Dick Bramer and a 1974 graduate of Staples High School. You're listening to the Minnesota State High School League State Tournament. We are the league.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Shelly Bendar, your Montevideo Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Shelly is a proud sponsor of the Montevideo Thunderhawks and Dawson Boyd Blackjacks state boys basketball teams on KLQP Radio. For all of your investment needs, call Shelly at 320-321-1426 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Olson Plumbing and Heating has been a fixture in Montevideo and the surrounding area for over 100 years. Our services include plumbing and heating for both residential and commercial. Our dedicated and professional technicians and staff are here to help with all your plumbing and heating needs. Call today to schedule your air conditioner tune-up, 320-269-7574. That's 269-7574. Or check them out on the web at MontevideoHVACService.com. That's Olson Plumbing and Heating, located on Main Street, Montevideo.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, Easter's coming up.
It sure is, Pat Ramo, and Monica's is in full bloom. I have gotten so much new spring merchandise in, and you will see a lot of color in every room, and I've gotten a lot of jackets and spring striped tops, vests, jeans, shorts, capris, crops, and new reversible dresses, and grab a new dress for Easter. Shop Monica's in Dawson on Chestnut Street, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook and enjoy a dark chocolate sea salt caramel when you arrive.
All right, welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at Williams Arena. And Mitchell, the Dawson Boy Blackjacks have a 38-32 lead on the defending state champions, Cherry Tigers, at the half.
Yeah, they've done a great job on the defensive end. Cherry averaging 89 points per game. They've held them to 32 here in the first half, so well below their season averages. It'll be interesting to see Dawson Boyd with the foul trouble. Boyd with two, Hasted has two, and Yamlin has three.
A little bit of foul trouble for the Blackjacks.
Yeah, a little bit of foul trouble for the Blackjacks. Drew had three fouls in the first half against Heritage Christian. He was able to go the second half without picking up any more fouls. Hopefully he can do the same here today.
All right, let's go through the scoring first for the Cherry Tigers. Balanced scoring, Isaiah Asima has 10 points, Noah Sundquist with 10, Noah Asima with 8, and Carson Brown with 2 free throws.
Noah Asima has 10 points.
Noah Asima has 10 points?
Yep.
Okay. And Isaiah has what?
He has 10.
He has 10 too. Okay. And Sundquist?
He has 10.
Yeah, okay. That was two off then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 10, 10, 10.
Yep.
So Sundquist and the Asimas combined for 30 of the 32 points for Cherry in that first half. You want to do the Dawson Boyd stats there,
yes.
Mitchell?
So scores for Dawson Boyd, leading scorer, Brayson Boyd with 13, Gunnar Lebo with 12, Drew Yamlin with 10, and Bo Johnson with 3. Boyd, Yamlin, and Lebo combined to score 35 of the 38 points for Dawson Boyd. Gunnar Lebo also has 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Yamlin also has 1 rebound, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Hasted has a rebound and 2 assists. Stratmoen, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. And Boyk has 2 rebounds and a steal. And Bo Johnson has an assist and a steal as well. That's your stats for Dawson Boyd.
All right, so it's 38-32. Blackjacks should be a great second half. In other action today at Concordia University, in the third place game, Red Lake County, who the Blackjacks beat yesterday, they beat Nevis 67-62. And so that was the third place game. And the consolation championship, Henning down Heritage Christian, 73-69. Other championship games here at Williams Arena. You're going to get Mankato East playing Alexandria and the 3A championship. That game's immediately after the Blackjacks. Alexandria and Mankato East, that should be a really good game. And then in AA, you've got Albany playing Waseca. You know, I had Breck beating Waseca last night easily, and I missed that one by a mile. That was a great game between Breck and Waseca.
Yeah, that guard for Waseca, I believe his last name is Russell, number one for Waseca. I believe he went for 38 points, or maybe it was even 40 points in their game versus Breck last night.
So Albany and Waseca will play at 5 o'clock this afternoon at Williams Arena. The third place game in AA is Caledonia and Breck. That's at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Consolation Championship went to the Montevideo Thunderhawks. Coach Derek Webb and the Thunderhawks beat Minnehaha Academy 83-80. That's in AA. 4A, you got 4A there, Mitch? Or?
Yep, so in 4A, the consolation winner in 4A was Moorhead. They defeated Rochester John Marshall 76-73. Moorhead the 7 seed, Rochester John Marshall the 8 seed in the consolation championship. Then the third place game from Concordia, the 3 seed Shakopee plays the 4 seed Maple Grove. and the championship game in 4A, the one seed Creighton Durham Hall will play the two seed Wayzata.
All right, so that's what's happening at Williams Arena here. And, you know, we didn't get a chance. We have to do a quick Neonitos post-game show because they want us out of here as fast as possible after the game's over so the next radio media people doing the next game can get set up and stuff. So let's talk about our player, Neonitos Subway player of the games here that we've done in this tournament. We did Montevideo back on Tuesday. It seems like a long time ago, doesn't it, Mitchell?
Yeah, it does seem like a long time ago.
And we named Griffin Epema the player of the game there. Griffin had a nice game at Target Center that night. And then Dawson Boyd, in their first game against Heritage Christian, Boyd went off for 31 points. He's our Neonitos Subway player of the game. And yesterday we decided to give it to Jackson Hasted. Hasted had a tremendous game yesterday against Red Lake County. 15 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. So those are our three. We missing somebody?
I think what happened, we named Griffin Epema the player of the game on Wednesday for Montevideo's game versus Pequot Lakes.
Okay, that's what that was. So Tuesday we didn't because Monty lost and then we didn't get that. So those are our Neonitos Subway player of the game. They'll be getting a t-shirt from Neonitos and a Subway value meal. All right. We'll take a couple-minute break. The teams come back. They're out of the locker rooms, back on the floor warming up, and we'll start this second half. Don't go away. Text a friend. Call a friend. Tell them to tune to Q92. It's going to be a great second half here for this Class A State Boys Basketball Championship. The Blackjacks leading 38-32. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Yeah, Bart Hill texted me. He said... They know our hearts,
even without us speaking. They can listen to our hearts to help us get through. They know exactly what you need in that moment of adversity.
When a family member dies, regardless of how well prepared you are, confusion and unknowing sets in. Hi, I'm Kevin Tabiest with Anderson Tabiest Funeral Home. Know that we are here to help.
I just need to know they're there to talk to me, to counsel me, to laugh and to cry with me.
Today, people are looking for a unique service, one that tells their story and celebrates their life. Uniqueness is the new word in funeral care. At Anderson Tabiest Funeral Home, we are here to help tell that story.
It makes me feel very good. It makes me feel they really do care.
It means the world that you're not alone.
Anderson Tabiest Funeral Home, a fresh approach to funeral care in Montevideo, Dawson, and Granite Falls.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
American Surplus, East Highway 7, Montevideo, is a producer of the world-famous Ice Castle Fish Houses. Did you know you can pick up Ice Castle Fish House accessories at American Surplus? That's right. They also have storage buildings, dog kennels, playhouses, and framed artwork and flooring. Go to AmericanSurplusOnline.com to check out everything American Surplus has to offer. That's AmericanSurplusOnline.com.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at KLQPFM.com.
All right, we're back. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here back at Williams Arena. Mitchell, I'm kind of nervous. Second half, 18 minutes left in the seniors on the Blackjack team and the Cherry Tigers as well. So they're going to have to give it their all here. Last time.
This is the last time they'll be wearing the Dawson Boyd black and gold, so make sure you make these last 18 minutes count.
All right, Blackjacks come on the floor. Can you hear the Blackjack fans? They still are on their feet. It's a blackout below me. Black and gold. This lower bowl filling up fast. A lot of people here in the lower bowl. People sitting up by us now. We didn't have that yesterday. All right, folks, Cherry gets the opening possession. They go right down to the floor. We're underway, and they score with Noah Asaba.
That'll be 38-34, Dawson Boyd. Dawson Boyd going to have to do a better job in the paint. Cherry out-rebounded him in the first half, 11-10.
And the back door to Boyd. Oh, he missed it off the glass. Oh, that was a set play in the halftime locker room. You knew that. Here's Brown, goes in the paint, throws up a one-handed shot, no one good, gets the golden rebound, the ball's loose, Asima picks it up, underhanded shot, no good, Stratmon with another rebound. I tell you what, Carson Stratmon has got some key rebounds, haven't he?
Yeah, he's the leading rebounder for Dawson Boyd with four.
Oh, they call a foul on Cherry, down low as the Blackjacks are bringing the ball down the floor. Who's that on? I didn't catch it.
They said it was on Sunquist, so that'll be...
Here's Yaman, inbound pass, and Drew scores off the inbound pass. And it's 40-34, Dawson Boyd.
That's the third foul on Sunquist for Cherry.
Noah Asaba loses the ball on the floor. Liebel's trying to tie him up. No whistle. Sunquist gets it back. Sunquist back. Goes to the basket on Boyd. Lobs it up, no good, off the rim. Rebounded Yamlin, gets it over to Hasted. Jackson kicks it in the corner. Stratmon wide open for a three! Stratmon knocks it down for a three-pointer, his first points of the game. Whew. Oh, look at Asima go to the basket, he lays it up. He was so quick. That was Isaiah. Isaiah Asima. You know, the Asimas are going to fight to the end here. Blackjacks lead 43-36.
Noah and Isaiah Osma each have 12 points.
Stratmon again! Carson! Carson! Three! Back-to-back threes for Stratmon!
Dawson Boyd shooting a combined 5 of 8 from the three-point line.
There's Noah Osma with a three-pointer, no good, and it goes into the corner. How about Stratmon coming up? Lob down low, hit the backboard.
Dawson Boyd, 5 of 8 from the three-point line. Cherry, 0 of 7.
Here's Brown in the paint. Banks it in for 2. Carson Brown with 4 points. Wow.
Yaman was on. There was the defender there, and Yaman had to be real careful not to pick up his fourth foul.
Give the ball to Carson Stratmon in the corner. He's hot. Back-to-back threes. He's going to try for another one. Oh, no good. Boyd with the rebound. Grayson goes back up hard. And he's fouled.
Be a foul on, I think it's Carson Brown. We'll see. No, number 5. They call it on Noah Asima. That's his first foul.
Boy, if Stratmon's 3 would have went there, that would have been 3 threes by Stratmon. Here's Boyk at the line. Free throws are so important in this game, every game actually, but more important in the championship game. And Brayson makes his first free throw. 47-38. Can he make it a 10-point lead? And Brayson does with the second free throw. It's a 10-point lead for Dawson Boyd.
Cherry getting the better of Dawson Boyd at the free throw line. Cherry 10 of 14. Dawson Boyd 5 of 6.
Sunquist goes inside to number 1, Heitzman. Here's Asma. Goes to the basket. Lays it up and in. He's got 14. Back to an 8-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Hasted with the ball. He has yet to score. Yamlin kicks it in the corner. Now Stratmon back to Hasted, back to Carson. Here's Yamlin. Yamlin wanted to shoot a 3. Now does, and it won't go, and Asima with the rebound. Isaiah off and running. Here come the Cherry Tigers. Guy in the back dribble. He loses it. Kicks it in the corner to Heitzman. Heitzman back to Asima, and another easy basket. Boy, the Tigers are getting some easy baskets in the paint there.
Isaiah Asima was the one that dove on the ground for that loose ball, and when he got up, no one from Dawson was there to pick him up on defense, and that led to him getting the open layup.
Hasted, Carson Stratmon for 3. Another one! Woo! Carson caught! Carson Stratmon! Another 3. Sunquist in the paint, goes up hard, scores. No whistle.
Great job by Boyk.
I know the score for Cherry there, but Boyk went straight up, didn't pick up his third foul.
Gunner just threw the ball away. I'm not sure who he was throwing it to. But a turnover there by Dawson Boyd. 51-44 is your score. Blackjacks leading. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Williams Arena. State Class A Boys Basketball Championship. It's a battle between the Tigers and the Blackjacks. Sundquist move on. Yaman follows Sundquist, and Sundquist's basket is good.
Now that's going to be four fouls on Yamlin.
And Drew's going to have to come out of the game, and that's going to hurt the Blackjacks there. Drew is coming out of the game with 13 minutes and 29 seconds to play. And at the free throw line, Noah Sundquist. Free throw's good by Sundquist. So that's a blow, Mitchell, for the Blackjacks to have Yamlin on the bench.
Yeah, Yamlin's going to have to sit for a large part of the second half.
Well, next man up. Here's Gunner. Goes to the basket, lays it up. No good. Sundquist with the rebound. Sundquist is kind of taking over here now for the Cherry Tigers. Here's Brown for three, and he hits one. And the Cherry Tigers are coming back. Coach Larson going to call a timeout. It's a one-point lead. The Cherry fans are on their feet. 51-50, Dawson Boyd, timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. Be back with more Class A boys basketball from Williams Arena after this.
The new 2025 Fords are arriving daily at Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212. And because of that, they're offering clearance prices on remaining 2024s. You'll also get special financing and cash rebates on select models. They have a great selection of used vehicles on the lot too, like a 2022 Ford Escape SE all-wheel drive with only 12,000 miles on it. Or how about a 2021 Ford Bronco Big Bend 4x4 Sharp with only 23,000 miles on it. Or how about a 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 XLT Sport, only 39,000 miles on it. And be sure to check out their website at leemtrco.com or give them a call 320-769-2365. Lee Motor Company, Dawson.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Welcome back to Williams Arena. It's a one-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Timeout's over by Coach Larson. Blackjacks have the ball. They lead by 1 point. Bit of a run here for Cherry. Bo Johnson. Remember, Drew Yaman and Asima steals the ball. Here's Noah with the basketball. Kicks it out to Brown. Underneath, wide open, Sundquist. And Cherry just took the lead. Cherry just took the lead, 52-51.
And they're currently on a 10-0 run.
Gunner Liebel, the point, 52-51 Cherry. Gunner Liebel with the ball, down low to point. In the paint, he's fouled, I believe, by Isaiah Asima.
See who they call it on. They call it on number 10. That'll be Isaiah Asima. That'll be his third personal foul.
So the Blackjacks will inbound the ball to Brayson. We've got a one-point lead. Cherry leading. In the half-set, out to Bo Johnson. Bo kicks it to Boyk in the paint. Picked off there by Noah Asima. He's going in for the layup. He's fouled, and he makes the basket. What body control there by Cherry's Noah Asima. And all of a sudden, the Tigers got some momentum back. 54-51 Cherry.
That previous foul was on number that foul on Asima, that was his second, not his third, excuse me.
Noah Asima at the free throw line. His free throw is good. Number 5, Asima with 15 points.
Now a 13-0 run for Cherry.
13-0 run.
Blackjacks need the score, and they need a basket desperately. Bo Johnson at the top of the key. Tipped away, stolen again by Jerry. Another turtle. And now, Asama loses the ball, and he's arguing with the ref that Hasted touched it last. Referee goes no.
It looks like we're going to have another timeout.
And a timeout on the floor. It's a four-point lead for the Cherry Tigers, 55-51, with 11:49 to play in this basketball game. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Soybean farmers feed more than just humans. Rest assured, the meat you eat is fed quality soybean meal, which is high in protein and energy. 48% of soybean meal is fed to poultry, 26% to swine, and 12% to beef cattle. Animal feed is just one use that demonstrates the versatility of soybeans, and checkoff dollars help find even more ways to put soybeans to use. This message is brought to you by the Lockapaw County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4851 for information on feed. And Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
All right, the timeout's over. Cherry leads 55-51. Blackjack led just a few minutes ago by 9 points, I believe, Mitchell.
Yeah, it was 51-42. Then Yaman picked up his fourth foul, and Cherry's currently on a 13-0 run to lead at 55-51 with just under 12 minutes to go.
And Drew Yaman is back on the floor with four personal fouls. You got to have on the floor. 11:40 to go. Oh, and then Hasted tried to hit Boyk. Boyk falls down or slipped or pushed. And Brayson's arguing that he was pushed to the floor, and the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover there by Dawson Boyd. Cherry will get the ball. Blackjacks need to have the defensive intensity they did right before halftime. You know Cherry's going to go after Yamlin. There it is. Down low to Asama. Yamlin covering him. Down low on Sundquist, blocked up. Boyk gets the board. There we go. We got to stop, Mitchell.
That was a great job by Yaman, just going straight up.
Here's Hasted to Boyk. Boyk for three. Good! He gets a three. Boy, did the Blackjacks need that. Oh, they needed that desperately. 55-54. Brown goes in on Hasted. Shoots over Hasted and scores.
They got Chapman leaking out, and they pull it back up, slow down.
It's a three-point lead for the Cherry Tigers. We're coming up on 10 minutes left in this game. Every possession's critical. Stratmon for three. Hit the front of the rim, no good. Sundquist with the board. Sundquist will bring it up the floor for the Cherry Tigers. Goes in on Boyk. Knocked, no best, no shot. A shot there, but they're going to give it to the Blackjacks.
It said Sundquist lost it out of bounds for Cherry.
Boy, that was a big three-pointer by Boyk. Boy, does Dawson need that or what? Here we go. Yamlin playing with four personal fouls. Over to Stratmon. Stratmon's hit three three-pointers here in the second half. Kind of sparked the Blackjacks. Gunner. Asama guarding Liebel. Now over to Hasted, back to Gunner. Isaiah Osma's wearing Liebel's shirt. Oh, nice pass from Yalen down to Boyk, and it rolls in. Grayson Boyk scores again.
Boyk up to 20 points now.
Nice assist there by Yamlin. 57-56. 1 point lead for Cherry. Brown drives to the basket, lays it up. All of a sudden, Brown, who only had 2 points in the first half, has 11 here.
Three-point game, 59-56, under 10 minutes to play now.
Gunner Leibel over to Yamlin. State Class A Boys Basketball Championship. Glad you're with us on Q92. Heitzman knocks the ball out of Stratmon's hands, and it goes out of bounds. Three-point lead. I'll watch the clock. 9 minutes, 32. There goes Halstead. Oh, he's cut off nicely there by Brown. Now Stratmon puts up a three. Hit the rim. Blake with the rebound. To Yamlin for three. Good!
Woo! That'll tie it up 59-0.
Good ball movement by Dawson Boyd. 59-51. Asama goes to the play basket. Goes off the rim. Goes out of bounds. Dawson Boyd basketball.
Nice job by Drew Yamlin to swipe that ball and get it off of Sundquist.
Folks, we're tied 59-59. Does it get any better than this? 9 minutes right now, exactly 9 minutes to play in the ball game. State championship on the line. Stratmon to Halstead at the top of the key. Jackson Yamlin goes to the basket. Ties the top it down low to Blake, and it's picked off. Here's a fast break, and Osman throws the ball out of bounds. Turnover, Cherry.
That's a fortunate break there for Dawson Boyd. It looked like Osama was going to have a wide-open sprint to the basket should that pass have been in front of him rather than behind him.
Yeah, a little inbound the ball. Tied up 59-59. The Blackjacks can take the lead here with a basket. Gunner goes against Osama, now kicks it in the corner. Stratmon wide open for a three. He pulls it down. Here's Blake for a three from the corner. Grayson hits a three. Grayson Boyd.
Great ball movement there by Dawson Boyd. Stratmon could have took a three, passed it off to Yamlin, who faked a three and passed it to Boyk in the corner, who nailed the triple.
Brown against Halstead, forces up the shot, gets a little rebound. Osama goes up. Yamlin with him, who got a jump ball called. And Cherry fans want a fifth ball called on Yamlin. They're not going to get it.
That was great job by Yamlin going straight up. And when he got the rebound, he just went two hands on the basketball, didn't reach in or anything. That was a great job by Drew there.
62-59 Blackjacks. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silfie here high above Williams Arena. Second deck. Great view of the court. The Dawson Boyd fans sitting below us. All black. Gold glitter coat. Here we go. 62-59. Blackjacks with the possession and the lead. Halstead. Jackson has yet to score in the game. Leibel. Down to Boyk. Boyk drives on Brown. Goes to the basket. Shoots the ball over. Comes out of half court, mid court. Yamlin for three. No, it won't go. Sundquist is the rebound. Cherry with the ball. They're down by 3 points. Here's a three-pointer by Asama. He falls down. No whistles. And the shot is no good. Rebounded by Boyd.
Three-point shooting in favor of Dawson Boyd. Dawson Boyd 9-17 from three. Cherry just 1 of 9.
7-18 to play in the ball game. Who's going to win a state championship? Leibel for three. Whoa, missed it. Boyd with the rebound. He loses it out of bounds. Back to Halstead. Grant Mullen, oh, picked off. Sundquist going in for a layup.
Tough there for Dawson Boyd. The pass stolen away in a fast break. Layup for Cherry cuts it to one.
62-61, Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks have the basketball. Leibel into Boyk. And Heitzman comes in and fouls Boyk. He is trying to steal the ball.
That should be the second foul, I believe, on Heitzman.
And Grayson going to go to line, isn't he? Or is it time to go to line yet?
Nope.
Nope.
Cherry just has four team fouls.
Oh, my goodness. Coming down to crunch time. 6:44 to play. Blackjack tip on it to Yamlin. Yamlin trying to get it in the point. Stratmon gets a hand on it. We got a jump ball. Possession belongs with Cherry. Boy, is this a state championship game or what?
These teams have been 1-2 all season. It was a tight matchup in their first meeting. It's going to come down to the wire again on this one.
Cherry with the ball. They can take the lead with a basket here. They're down by a point, 62-61. Hasaba drives, banks. It doesn't go in, then it goes out of bounds. Dawson Boyd basketball.
That was great job on defense by Carson Stratmoen. He was guarding Asima there on the drive to the basket and able to get the rebound attempt went out of bounds off the chair.
62-61. Here come the Blackjacks with their one-point lead.
We got a timeout taken by Dawson Boyd.
And it's a 30-second timeout, so we'll take a quick break. Dawson Boyd leading 62-61. 6:26 to go. Don't go away.
Jump on the bus with WD Tours. Wes and Karen Anderson, they just booked Purple Rain at the State Theater November 15th. Sign-up deadline is May 1st. Other trips, Mountain Music and Moonshine, June 11th through the 20th. Door County, July 28th through the 31st. Church of Cash at Chanhassen, Friday, May 2nd. And a Minnesota Twins game, June 7th. Check out WDTours.com for a complete listing of trips. That's WD Tours, Wes and Karen Anderson.
All right, we're back here at Williams Arena. We have a basketball game on our hands, folks. It's Dawson Boyd and Cherry. Right now, the Blackjacks have a one-point lead with the timeout on the floor. What was that run that Cherry went on, Mitchell?
They went on a 13-0 run. It was 51-42. Dawson Boyd, and then Cherry went on a 13-0 run to take the lead 55-51. And Dawson Boyd has outscored Cherry since that time 11-6.
What a championship basketball game. I thought it was a 30-second timeout, but they changed it to a TV timeout, so we got a little time here. And just want to recognize the 91 team. Most of them are all here cheering on the Blackjacks. Jeff Norgaard, Jeff Anderson. Of course, Norgaard was drafted by the Milwaukee Bucks in 1996, played in Europe from 96 to 2009. Corey Larson was a junior on that 91 state team for the Blackjacks. And I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think Corey's wife, Stacy, was a cheerleader on that team. Pretty sure of that. All right, timeout's over. I don't know, can you hear the Blackjack fans? Listen to them. They're loud below me. Timeout's over, Mitchell. Buckle up. Here we go. 62-61. Remember, Yamlin has four personal fouls. Gunnar Liebel with the ball. Blackjacks have a one-point lead. There's 6:15 to play. Stratmoen, Yamlin, Liebel on the right wing. Liebel drives to the basket, pulls up for a short jumper. Nothing but net.
Nice job by Liebel getting into the lane and taking his pull-up jumper from the mid-range.
I think that's his first basket here in the second half for Gunner.
I think so. He's at 14 points now.
They go down low to Isaiah Asima. Kicks it out to Noah Asima. Three-point shot. What a box off by Halstead. He gets the rebound. Jackson with a great box out there.
Got three rebounds now for Halstead, and they call a foul on Heitzman. That should be his third, I think.
And that was a way, way, way from the basketball. A lot of pushing and shoving going on.
I think he was holding Boyk as Boyk's trying to get position underneath the basket.
Blackjacks inbound it. They get it in the Yamlin at the top of the key. Gunner in the Yamlin in the paint. Out the Stratmoen, wide open for a three. He hits another one! Four three-pointers for Stratmoen!
Stratmoen up 4-7 from the three-point line in the second half.
67-61. Asima in the paint. Blocked by Boyk! Oh, and they get the ball back. Now the Blackjacks have it. Who wants the ball? Blackjacks come up with it.
Great hustle play there by Halstead to get the ball for Dawson.
Now the momentum switched over to Dawson Boyd. They have a six-point lead. 5 minutes to go. 5 minutes in this championship game. 67-61. Dawson Boyd. Liebel Man-to-man defense by the Tigers.
Shot clock's down to 10 for Dawson.
Liebel finds an opening, goes to the basket, kisses it off the glass! Gunnar Liebel! 8-point lead for Dawson Boyd! Brown carried the ball!
No, they call a push on Hasted first.
No. They call a foul on Hasted, huh?
That foul will be the number, the third on Hasted.
I believe Stratmon's had all three-pointers in the second half, I believe.
Yeah, I don't think he didn't score in the first half. He's 4-7 from three in the second half.
He's the difference. 12 points.
They go down. Great job by Hasted.
Hasted poked the ball out of Asama's hand. Here's Yamlin. 69-61 Blackjacks. Yamlin turn around. No, he pulls it back out to Boyd. Boyd. Brown guarding him. Reaches in. No whistle. That was hard contact there. Gunner's going to go to the basket. Drops it down low. And Gunnar Liebel's fouled.
That's on Heitzman. That's going to be Heitzman's fourth for Cherry.
So Gunnar Liebel will go to the free throw line. And he'll shoot some very, very, probably the most important free throws in his career.
I called that on Brown for Cherry.
Oh, they did. 69-61. Gunner's free throw is good. Gunnar Liebel, 17 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. 70-61. Boy, just a few minutes ago, it was all Cherry. Now the Blackjacks have it back. Second free throw. It's a 10-point lead, folks. With 4:12 to play, Coach Corey Larson clapping his hands, trying to fire his team up. Let's finish strong here. Brown, Sundquist. You know Cherry's not going to go away. Brown shoots the ball in the paint.
Leak out.
Yamlin, Gunnar Liebel, going in. Scores on the fast break.
And a timeout by Cherry.
Listen to the Blackjack fans with 3:51 to go. 73-61. Dawson Boyd. We'll take a break and be right back.
UFP Miniota, we're more than just a lumber manufacturer. We are a family of hardworking employees full of spirit that embraces our legacy of great leadership, integrity, and growth. We understand what it takes to be a team. We face challenges, we motivate, and we support each other. Good luck to the Miniota Vikings from the team here at UFP.
Hoover Law Office and Mediation Center, located at 677 Pine Street in Dawson, is a full-service law firm providing legal services in family law, real estate, criminal defense, bankruptcy, probate, and estate planning. If you are in need of legal counsel, call our office at 320-769-2150 to set up an appointment to meet with Attorney Doug Kluver, or you can check us out online at kluverlaw.com. You can rely on Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center to continue to be your local full-service law firm and provide professional and prompt legal services.
Welcome back to Williams Arena. The Dawson Boyd fans are on their feet. I don't know if they sat the whole game. They are. There's thousands of them. Cheering the Blackjacks, 73-61. Cherry's timeout is over. 3:48 to play. Here we go, Mitchell. Asamoah with the ball. Dawson Boyd leading 73-61. They kick it in the corner to Heitzman. He drives to the back. He's
traveled with it.
Heitzman traveled.
Great job on defense by Dawson Boyd. Forced another turnover. That was the 12th turnover by Cherry.
All right, the Blackjacks with possession.
Now we got a full court press here by Cherry.
They're putting on and Asama tipped the ball out of bounds. Isaiah Asama, he's always got to talk to the referee, doesn't he, after a game, after a play. All right, Blackjacks inbound it. Yamlin lobs it in, turns it off, over. Sundquist, and now Boyd.
Foul on a reach in by Boyd. That'll be Boyd's third.
Take care of the ball, guys. 73-61, Dawson Boyd lead.
Now got 14 turnovers on Dawson Boyd.
give credit to Yamlin. He's been out on the floor now, you know, for many minutes with playing with four personal fouls. Cherry inbounds the ball to Brown. Blackjacks lead 73-61. Asima goes to the baseline, back out to Brown. Brown drives to the basket, kisses it off the glass, and scores. It's a 10-point lead. Here's Hasted. Oh, and Heisman steals the ball. Another turnover. Sundquist goes to the basket. He's fouled by Hasted.
Could it be, might be the fourth foul on Hasted.
Oh, man. Back-to-back turnovers. I've heard the Blackjacks here. And so Sundquist to go to the free throw line. He's got 19 points.
Hasted and Yamlin each with four fouls now for Dawson Boyd.
Free throws up and good by Sundquist. That gives him 20 for the game. Cuts the lead to 9. 3:03 to play. State championship on the line here. Referee's looking at Isaiah Asima, thinking there's blood on him, but must not be. Second free throw by Sundquist is good. So now the Blackjacks need to inbound. They need to come down and score. They need to take care of the ball. Gunner comes up. Asima steals again. 3 turnovers in a row.
Dawson Boyd's really been struggling with
Sundquist with a 3-pointer. Blake with the rebound.
Dawson Boyd's really been struggling with the full-court press that Cherry's in now.
There's another steal. 4 turnovers in a row. And Stratmon comes back and steals it back.
And we got a timeout by Dawson Boyd.
I think Corey's a little upset with the turnovers. They can't break the press. We're going to keep it right here with this one. It's a 30, right?
I think so.
2:36 to play. Oh, it's a full timeout, so we'll take a commercial break. 73-65, Dawson Boyd. Just 2:36 to play in the game. We'll be right back.
Jesse here with Myers Electric and Infrared. With nearly 20 years in business and decades of combined experience, we have what it takes to get your project done on budget and on time. But don't just take my word for it. Ask around. Talk to one of our many satisfied customers. In most cases, I didn't even have to bribe them to give us a good review. As always, we offer free estimates and 100% satisfaction. Call Myers Electric and Infrared at 320-226-7447.
Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota, wishes to thank their truck drivers for the world-class job that they do, and also to their retired drivers who have helped build this company into what it is today. Cliff Beastman Incorporated recognizes the men and women delivering the goods and services that keeps our economy moving. It is one of the most important and demanding jobs. We appreciate you and thank you. This message comes to you from Cliff Beastman Incorporated, Gary, South Dakota.
All right, timeout's over. Bye. Coach Corey Larson, 73-65. Dawson Boyd leading Cherry. Here we go. 2:24 to play, 73-65 Blackjacks. Boyd with it, down to Hasted. Hasted back to Boyd. Ooh, they passed up an easy basket there. Now DeBoyk goes to the basket, lays it up, left-handed, and Brayson scores again.
The shot clock was going down there, and now we're down to 2 minutes. It's a 75-65 lead for the Blackjacks. They lead by 10.
Brown in the paint, bumping Hasted, drops it under to Sundquist. Sundquist now back up to Asima. Asima and Liebel knocked the ball out of Asima's hand.
Good hustle there by Liebel.
1:50 on the clock. Oh, it's nerve-wracking time. It's 10-point lead for Dawson Boyd. They go to Sundquist. Here's Brown for 3. It's hard off the glass, and it ricochets all the way out to the 3-point land. Cherry keeps it. Asima puts up a 3. Noah Asima with a huge 3-pointer for Cherry.
Just the second made 3-pointer for Cherry.
And now Noah Asima runs into Boyk as Boyk is trying to catch the inbound pass.
That'll be Noah's second personal foul. Cherry now was 17 fouls, so Boyd will be shooting free throws, just a regular bonus, so it'll be 1-1 for Grayson.
And the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks win a state championship. They're a minute 31 away. They have a 75-68 lead, and Boyd will be at the free throw line. He has 25 points in the game and 7 rebounds. Free throw. Good. Nothing but net for the senior.
It's all going to come down to the free throw line.
76-68. Can Grayson make it 77? Boyd gets the ball from the referee. Large crowd here at Williams Arena. Second free throw is good! 77-68. Jerry, a little pressure on the Tigers now. Brown goes down, goes to the layup and scores. Brown again. He led the Jerry in points yesterday, and now Asaba steals the ball. 3-point by Asaba off the rim. No Asaba, blocked by Yamlin. Here's Gunnar Liebel. And now Yamlin gets the ball tipped away from him. Asaba with the foul. 77-70. 1 minute. 1 minute on the clock.
Foul was on Isaiah Asaba. That's his third. Sent Drew Yamlin to the free throw line. That was a great block on the other end by Drew Yamlin. All ball, didn't pick up his fifth foul.
Drew Yamlin has been playing with four fouls here most of the second half. Big free throws here for Drew, and he makes it. Yamlin, 16 points, 4 rebounds. 78-70. Yamlin can make it a 9-point lead with a minute left. On its way, the free throw rolls off. Boyd with the rebound! Boyd with the rebound! He's full!
Oh, they call it a jump ball! They will keep possession with Dawson Boyd. They will keep possession with Dawson.
Oh, my goodness. Possession belongs with the Blackjacks, but man. Blackjacks will get the ball underneath their basket. They lob it in to Boyd. Boyd from behind fouled. Noah Asaba fouls them, stops the clock with 55 seconds.
That's third foul on Noah Asaba.
Blackjack fans applauding. Boyd at the line. Blackjack fans are feeling it. It's an 8-point lead. Don't keep it going, all right? Not over until it says 0-0-0 on the board. Boyd free throws good. Big, huge free throws for Grayson Boyd. 79-70. He can make it a 10-point lead with his second free throw. He's got the ball from the referee. Second free throw's on its way, and that's good.
Boyd's a perfect 8-for-8 from the free throw line.
Isaiah Asaba. Brown, you know, they're going to try popping threes here. Asaba to Brown. Brown, good defense by Hasted. He goes in, and Hasted fouls him.
That'll be 5 on Hasted. He's fouled out of the game.
80, 70, 44 seconds. 44 seconds left in the season. Hasted comes out, gets a nice handshake from Coach Larson.
Hasted will finish his day with 4 rebounds and 3 assists, and he provided great hustle plays for Dawson Boyd.
Bo Johnson back in. So, let's reset here. It's 80-70, a 10-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Cherry is at the free throw line. Carson Brown's free throw is missed. A missed free throw by Carson Brown.
Dawson Boyd, 12 of 14 from the free throw line. Cherry currently 14 of 19 from the free throw line.
Second free throw by Brown on its way, and it's good. And it's a 9-point lead. Full court pressure put on.
Get into Yamlin.
Black checks to Yamlin. Down to Stratmone. Oh, it goes off his foot out of bounds. Cherry will get the ball back. My goodness. 9-point lead. Can the Blackjacks hang on? 40 seconds to play.
The 19th turnover on Dawson Boyd.
That's too many. Here's Brown. Here's Heitzman for three for the corner.
I think it was blocked by Yaman partially.
And Cherry gets it back. Here's Isaiah Asamoah for three. A big three-pointer there for Asamoah. 25 seconds, 24 seconds to get it in to Boyd. He's in the corner. That's a 19 seconds. Yamlin, Scratmon, still at 14 seconds and a foul. And Yamlin's going to go to the free throw line, and now the Dawson Boyd fans, they can feel it, folks. The Blackjack fans can feel it with 14 seconds to go, 80-74.
Coach Corey Larson says it's not over.
That's the 10th foul on Cherry, so it's be two free throws for Drew.
And the free throw's good by Yamlin. 81-74. Second free throw by Drew, and that's no good. Rebounded by Asaba. 13 seconds. He almost lost the ball. 10 seconds. Brown for a long three. It's up. No good. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. And now the Blackjack, they stop the clock at 3 seconds. The Blackjack fans are celebrating. 81-74. Who's going to the free throw line?
They followed Drew Yamlin. He's going to the free throw line.
Folks, Drew Yamlin.
Big credit to Drew Yamlin. He's played the final 11 minutes and 49 seconds with four fouls. Dawson Boyd and Cherry going to clear the bench so they can get the rest of their bench players on the floor.
Look at Grayson. Look at Grayson. He's looking at the Dawson Boyd crowd. How about that? 3 seconds to go.
The seniors are on the floor now for Dawson Boyd, Kaye Solem, Gunnar Olson, Grayson Boyd, Mitchell Myers, Drew Yamlin at the free throw line.
3.8 on the clock. Free throw is no good by Drew. You'll get a second one. And then you're going to hear probably the loudest roar when that buzzer goes off. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks will have beaten the Cherry Tigers. Here we go. Drew's free throw hits the front of the rim. No good. Here come 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, the state champions! Blackjacks are state champions, beating Cherry 81-74. Look at Coach Larson, Coach Stratton. Look at the Dawson Boyd fans. Oh, my goodness.
And they do it the best way possible by knocking off the defending state champions. And there's now a new king in Class A.
And, wow, is that fun? Dawson Boyd students behind it. Listen to the Dawson Boyd students.
And they put it up on the Jumbotron. This will be the first state title in boys basketball in Dawson Boyd history.
Listen to the Blackjack fans. Wow. They're celebrating, folks. This is fun, huh? Oh, my goodness. Some big shots there. Look at Coach Larson and Grayson Boyk hugging each other. Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show. The Blackjacks win it 81-74. We'll be right back.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. WOW Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by WOW Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigsen Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. Visit LudvigsenTiling.com or give us a call today at 320-226-7022.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back to Williams Arena. The Dawson Boys Blackjacks are state champions. They win it by a score of
81-74.
81-74 over Cherry. Wow. Got the stats there. This is the Neon Needles post-game show.
So for Cherry, there's scores Isaiah Osama with 19 points, Noah Sunquist with 21 points. Brown for Cherry had 16 points, and Noah Osama had 18 points. Those are the only four scores for Cherry. And for Dawson Boyd, Gunnar Liebel, 20 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Drew Yaman, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. Hasted had 4 rebounds and 3 assists. Stratmon, 12 points on 4 of 7, shooting from 3-point range, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Bo Johnson, 3 points, 1 assist, 1 steal. And Brayson Boyd, leading scorer for Dawson Boyd, 29 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block.
All right, so good stats there. It was a switch of momentum there in the second half, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a moment. Dawson Boyd able to build a 9-point lead, 51-42.
But Cherry went on a big run there, didn't they?
Yeah, Drew Yamlin picked up his fourth foul. He had to go sit on the bench, and Cherry went on a 13-0 run to take the lead, 55-51 with 11:49 left. And then with 11:49 left, Drew Yaman subbed back in for Dawson Boyd, and Dawson Boyd outscored Cherry at that moment 30-19 to win it 81-74.
All right, our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. We're going to give it. I want to give it to Carson Stratmon. We haven't got a Player of the Game T-shirt, I think, most year. He come out in the second half. He gave the Blackjacks a big spark. What do you have? 4 3-pointers in the second half.
Yeah, he was scoreless going into halftime, and then he came out and went 4-7 from the 3-point line in the second half and finished with 12 points, 5 rebounds, tied for second on the team, 1 assist and 1 steal.
And so Carson Stratmon is our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. They needed them. They needed them 3-pointers at the crucial time of the second half, that's for sure. Our Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game, Mitchell. The back door that Gunnar Liebel passed to Boyd, or was it Yamlin? Is a great pass there. You got one in your head?
Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game? There is a moment where, let's call it coming out of the timeout when it was 55-51. Cherry just finished their 13-0 run, and Drew Yama just checked in, and then I believe Brayson Boyd knocked down a big triple for Dawson Boyd, made it 55-54, and from that moment on, the momentum really seemed to swing into Dawson's favor, and they were able to close it out.
And that'll be our A-plus cooperative play of the game. Well, what I'm going to do now, we're going to sign off here, because I want to be in the press room. And I'm going to record the whole press conference with Coach Corey Larson, some of the Blackjacks, and I'll be posting that later on our social media sites. So that's the plan now. Mitchell, it's been a fun year, hasn't it?
Yep, I've really enjoyed calling basketball with you this year, Paul. Thank you for letting me do that with you.
And thank our state sponsors for sponsoring.
wrestling state basketball this week. We follow the Montevideo Thunderhawks and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. It's been a privilege and an honor, and it's been a lot of fun, and thank them businesses out there. So, anything else?
You want to do the seniors for Dawson Boyd?
Oh, yeah, let's salute the seniors who just played their last. Bo Johnson, Cade Solem, Grayson Boyd, Drew Yomlin, Mitchell Myers, and
Gunnar Olson.
Grayson Boyd, Gunnar Olson. Yep, Gunnar Olson. Hope I got everybody. And so those are the seniors for the Blackjacks sitting up for the last time. And they can't do it any better because, folks, they're state champions. And thanks, Mitchell, again. And thanks to everyone listening on 92.1 FM and online on KFGPFM.com. We appreciate it. And once again, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks defeat Cherry 81-74. And the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks are your Class A state boys basketball champions.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. State basketball coverage on Q92 brought to you by A&B Auto in Dawson, Highway 212 Liquor, Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, FM Bank, Fiesta City Liquor, Lean Lumber, Strand Agency, B. Johnson Electric, CCM Health, Heather Nursery, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Family Eye Care, Miller Services Incorporated, Mindac Roofing, Gruel Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Pizza Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Farmers Union Oil Company, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Heartland Motor Company in Morris, Olson Dray Service, Erickson Chevrolet, the Dawson Veterinary Clinic, Greater Community Credit Union, Madison Family Chiropractic, Dawson Drug and Gifts. State basketball action brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, the Dryer Doctors, Cleanside Portable Restrooms, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Gnometown Grounds, Edward Jones and Company, Olson Plumbing and Heating, Anderson Tavis Funeral Home, Volkslager Concrete, American Surplus, Lee Motor Company, Swidzinski for House, Sather Building Supplies, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Genio Turkey Store, WD Tours, UFB Miniota, our premier sponsor, Hoover Law Office, Myers Electric and Infrared, Cliff Bisman Incorporated, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martins and Pioneer Seeds, The Rusty Duck in Dawson, Purus, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tim's Food Pride, and Grace Haven Assisted Living. Thanks for joining us for Boys State Basketball Action right here on Q92 with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Sylvie.